What were your initial impressions in December 2005 when you heard about or witnessed the Cronulla riots?
Well, for me, I was just horrified, actually. I was overseas at the time, so witnessing it all through the media over in the UK. It was a time when I was actually quite homesick for Australia, but at the same time, looking at what was happening back here, it was a strange feeling, as I think it was for everyone, no matter where they were around the world.
Yeah, I was at school, or finishing my school year, when it happened. So I think I remember I was very affected by it. I was 13 at the time, and so those kind of things, you know, weren't normal when you're a kid and when you're growing up. But and the following year, we actually studied it. So it was quite interesting, you know, 10 or 11 years on, going back and broaching that topic when I studied it in school. But I just remember being horrified and deeply sad for people in general. Because I suppose when you're 13, you have a very naive but innocent look on humanity, and to see that kind of being destroyed, it's quite horrifying.
Late last year, the Daily Telegraph did profile some of the people who were charged with various offences on that day, and most seemed to express very little remorse or even understanding of the implications of the actions that they took on that day. Does that surprise you at all?
It was interesting when we were researching the film, and the film opens with all 2 minutes worth of footage of all the riots, and there was a sort of a lot of discussion around, you know, who we thought those people were. And I remember reading that profile the Daily Telegraph did, and you'd like to think that people would have kind of moved beyond what happened there on that day, and you would think that if you found yourself there on that day, that might reframe your thinking sort of behind what's led you there in the first place. But I don't know, I think when something's ingrained, it's probably pretty hard to change your point of view. The movie kind of is about that too. It is about how when these thoughts start sort of appearing in people and where they come from, and you know, if you don't take responsibility for your actions, it's probably not going to end well.
Now, this is a film about racially motivated violence that took place over 10 years ago, but it comes out at a time when someone like Pauline Hanson is returning to Parliament. Has Australian society really made any progress at all in the last 10 years, do you think?
Look, I wrote this script initially 6 years ago because I felt like we weren't really talking about what happened 10 years ago. And my reason for writing it, or the main reason for writing it, was I thought, like, we just actually need to discuss this, because if we're not talking about it, then we're not dealing with it. And if we're not dealing with it, it's just going to happen again. And I kind of feel that's kind of what's happened. And now we're seeing the result of, you know, Pauline Hanson and all the things happening sort of internationally too, which is kind of, it just kind of feels like it's all, this sort of stuff only goes away for a certain amount of time before it bubbles up again if we don't deal with it.
Where did these characters come from? Anecdotes that you'd heard, or news reports, or friends, or?
They all represent sort of different things and different ways of thinking, and there's like 8 main characters, and then there's a number of other really significant characters in the movie as well. But I, look, they more kind of represent emotions in a way. There's like and each character on each side, and we take a very balanced kind of view between both groups, but each character kind of has a mirror on the other side, and you'll sort of see, you know, there's a certain character, the character that Damon Herriman plays, kind of represents kind of repressed anger, the stuff that's going on in his life where he's using the riots as a way of kind of getting back on stuff that he hasn't dealt with. And similarly, Rahel Rahman plays a character on the Middle Eastern side that has a similar sort of bunch of issues that he's not dealt with. And
yeah, well, for me, it was it's each character signifies an emotion, but also it's like each character on either side is at a different part of the spectrum of morality. Mm-hmm. And you see, and the interesting thing that Abe did was, whether, you know, you're at the far side of morality in a good way or the opposite, each character eventually does something that's irreversible, and even the most moral character is affected by ignorance and time over the course of the film.
You're a Lebanese Australian. Now, I just wondered, did you have any reticence about getting involved in this project? I mean, given the controversial nature, and also possibly given the fact that it's written by a white guy.
No. I think it doesn't really matter who writes it, as long as they're informed. And I thought the script was very flawless, and it was balanced, and I think that that was the most important thing. It doesn't take sides. It shows quite a balanced exposition of ignorance and of, I suppose, what testosterone and racially fueled violence can create. And I feel like if, you know, whether it was written by a white guy or a Middle Eastern person, the main thing is that it allows the audience to reflect and create and inform their own opinion, not to signpost a judgment they should have, because that's how these kinds of things are perpetuated and exacerbated.
I've actually been asked a couple of times in Q&As and in interviews, like, where I'm from, like, where and I'm, and my answer is, well, I'm from Australia, just as we all are, and that's kind of what it's about. We all live in this place, and we all need to kind of work out a way of listening to each other and getting along, and it's going to be hard considering what's been sort of happening, you know, here and abroad, but the point is that we are actually, this movie makes the point, is that we are actually all the same.
I did want to ask you about writing for non-Anglo characters. Did you workshop it with the actors, or did you do a lot of research beforehand?
Both of those things. The actors especially, though, really kind of brought all of their own kind of personal experience and their backgrounds in to help shape these roles. And that was important to make sure the voice was authentic, but also it was important that all of my cast, in fact, no matter which side they were on, felt like they were kind of properly representing where they came from, so they could stand behind this movie just as I am able to as well, too. Because, you know, this movie is going to attract criticism just because of the subject matter, but people have got to realise that it is actually dealing with the issue responsibly.
Now, you mentioned the movie's going to attract some controversy. Initially, when I heard that there was going to be a movie about the Cronulla riots, which I thought was a very ugly part of Australia's recent history, I was a bit horrified. And then I found out it was going to be a comedy. At what point did you think this really ugly incident would make a great comedy?
What you just said, where, you know, people hear that the movie is about the Cronulla riots, and so you do get one reaction with that and think, are we ready for a movie about the Cronulla riots? Yeah, certainly when you hear it's a comedy, pretty much across the board, people are like, whoa, you can't really do that. That the challenge was going, proving that not only could you do that, but that it would actually be better, in my mind, to treat it as a comedy than if you were to just do a straight drama. And I think you can say more using comedy as the audience's way into a story like this, because when you laugh, you're actually opening yourself up to having an emotional experience to something. You're reacting to something in an emotional way. And then when you're able to do that, this movie, it's also got some pretty dramatic stuff in it as much as it does comedic stuff. And it's a balance between the two. And I think ultimately that makes something a lot more satisfying and hopefully opens it up to a bigger audience as well that maybe wouldn't go and see something like this if it just was a straight drama. So the idea was make something that has a bigger reach and ultimately get this message across to a bigger audience.
Well, can I just ask about getting the message across? Like I mentioned before, the guy's profiled in the Daily Telegraph didn't seem to understand what they'd done or have much remorse. Do you think the message of this film is going to get across to people like that?
I can't really answer that. You can hope, but at the end of the day, you don't know how people are going to react. And if someone has an ingrained way of thinking, I would say probably chances are you're not going to change their mindset with a movie. But if it just changes one or two people's mindset, then I kind of feel like it's worth it.
Are you ready for negative reaction to the film?
Yeah, you know what? I've been priming myself as a self-defense sort of mechanism. I'd been kind of emotionally getting myself ready for that. But I've been really pleasantly surprised by how the movie has been received already and from all different parts of the community and the media. And like, I think people understand once they see it, the intention behind it. And it took a long time, 6 years of developing this movie, and a very intense sort of time filming it and editing it, and now also making sure it's pushed out there in the right way, getting the trailer right, the posters that we've got coming out, all of these things speak about the issue and help frame what you're about to see. But I'm now confident that once you see the movie, you understand the intent of it.
Now, it is going to be a very controversial film. Did you ever think about going the whole hog and perhaps having the premiere at Event Cinemas Cronulla and a after party at Northies?
Yeah, I mean, look, at one point we're considering releasing this movie at the 10-year anniversary. And ultimately we decided not to, because it's wrong to go out there and try and kind of whip up hysteria. I mean, the subject matter kind of does that itself. So no, we've actually been avoiding that. You know, it's important to just present it as it is. I've been doing lots of Q&As, and Lincoln and I are doing lots. And it's about actually just making people realise that this is something thoughtful and something to be processed and discussed. And then hopefully that's how it can build beyond that.